I'm Tommy McNeil reporting in response to U.S. Donald Trump's announcement to impose 25% tariffs on imported steel and 10% on imported aluminum products. China has become one of the nations warning of the huge impact it would make on trading, some even saying it could spark a trade war. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has said the tariff plans are absolutely unacceptable. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has been dealing with fallout ranging from Congress's probe into Russian meddling, staff members leaving, and the ongoing debate about gun control. Mr. Trump is spending the weekend at his resort in Florida after a chaotic week. VOA's national correspondent Jim Malone closely monitors the administration's activities.
Trump gathered with members of Congress at the White House on gun violence and challenged fellow Republicans to break with the National Rifle Association.
It doesn't make sense that I have to wait till I'm 21 to get a handgun, but I can get this weapon at 18. I don't know. So I was just curious as to what you did in your bill.
We didn't address it, Mr. President. Look, I think
your wife is your friend of the NRA.
No.
Trump's apparent support for tougher gun laws raised hopes among Democrats. But the president's interest in seizing guns from those deemed a threat sparked concern among Republicans. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
A powerful storm known as a nor'easter pounded the U.S. East Coast with hurricane-force winds, snow, and heavy rain that affected residents from Maine to North Carolina. Police say five people have died from falling trees or branches, including a 6-year-old boy in the state of Virginia and an 11-year-old boy in the state of New York. The other deaths took place in Virginia, Maryland, and Rhode Island. Airlines canceled more than 2,800 flights, mostly in the New York City area. The federal government even closed offices in Washington. This is VOA News. Italian pollsters say far-right and anti-establishment parties